81333, starting your message of the word Oxford if you want to disagree with us, because I'm sure you will. It is 7:40 right now. Thanks, Dan.
The sound of Oxfordshire.
Of Oxfordshire. The Breakfast Club with Sophie Law.
Sometimes at BBC Radio Oxford, an email pops into your inbox and you just think, stop everything, hold the front page, we have to speak to these people. Had an email earlier on in the week from a new punk band from Oxfordshire. They're all women over the age of 50, and like their inspirations, the Ramones, they are called the Hormones. Now, these guys have only been together since last March, aged between 50 and 76, and had never played instruments before they got together. The founder and bassist, Deb Pulliston, is on the line now. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Sophie.
So tell me all about the Hormones, please. How did this get started? Was it I like to think it was, maybe a wine night, and someone had a mad idea and no one could stop it.
Well, it's not that dissimilar, Sophie. Actually, we were inspired by this amazing project in Leicester called the Unglamorous Music Project. And this was set up for older women, just to really encourage older women to get involved in punk music. And I thought, we need one of those in Oxford.
Yes.
So one evening over a few glasses of wine, we'll do it. So
incredible.
That's how it all started.
And I mean, this has come on to the reason you got in touch with us is to celebrate yourselves, which I love this. A fundraiser on Saturday at the Florence Park Community Centre was a total sellout. Tell me who you were fundraising for and how much you raised, please.
Absolutely. So we were raising money for, it's called the YWMP. It's a local project, music project, that supports and empowers young people, young women, trans and non-binary people to get involved in the music industry. And it's a real fantastic way to boost their confidence and really empower them. And they're involved in all sorts of aspects of the music industry. And some of them are in bands and some of them are involved in tech or DJing. And we raised over £360, I think, on the night. And yes, we had to turn people away, which was
amazing.
Very sad.
Now, tell me about the band members. I mean, are there any grannies in the band, Deb? Well, any musical background at all from anyone?
No, none of us could play our instruments before we joined, but we didn't want to let that put us off. So we thought, well, how hard can it be? So we picked our instruments, went away, had a bit of a practice, came back together. Yes, there are a couple of grannies in the band. We have a range of women. Some of us are working, some are retired. Most of us have busy lives one way or the other, so we don't get to practice and rehearse as much as we'd like to. But when we do, it's a huge amount of fun.
Absolutely love this. I know it's going to be tricky, but I want to get you all into the live lounge at some point. Are you up for that?
We would love to do that.
Amazing. And if people want to find out more and, try and get you booked for another gig, maybe. I mean, I know that was only your fourth gig when you fundraised at the weekend, but how can they find out more about the Hormones?
Well, we have a website, thehormones.org. And if you go on that website, you'll find more about the band and there's a way of contacting us. We'd love to hear from anybody, but I think what we really want to do is just to encourage everybody, and not just older women, but anyone who wants to go out there, form a band, make some noise, have a lot of fun. Just know that you can do it. We did it from nothing. You can do it too. It's great fun. And particularly for older women, older women tend to be unseen, unheard, a bit invisible, told how they're expected to behave at a certain age. Just ignore all that. Just get on, enjoy yourselves, have fun, make music, dance, just do what you like.
Absolutely love this, Deb. I'm going to have to hold Mandy O'Neill, who is about to do our travel, back from joining.
Oh.
Mandy, this is so far up your alley, isn't it?
It is, yes. I think without giving too much away, I would. It wouldn't be very long before I would be allowed to join age-wise. Should we leave it at that?
Okay. think there's an age limit. Deb, it's lovely to talk to you. We look forward to having the hormones into the Live Lounge at some point soon. And as I say, you can check them out online. It's just joyous. I just love this kind of stuff. Joyous project. And love in life for Tuesday morning. I thought that would put a smile on your face, and I hope it has. It is The Breakfast Club coming up.